WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
There is an old saying that neither snow nor rain nor heat will keep the mail from being delivered in swift fashion. But just how swift, that's debatable. What is being delivered? Complaints by the thousands about slow or no mail delivery in Chicago, especially on the south side of town. WBEZ's Michael Puente reports.
Ray Chase arrived to the Henry McGee Post Office in Chicago's Bronzeville neighborhood this week. He wanted to know why a very, very important package hadn't yet arrived at his south side house.
I depend on the post office for my medication. And now, unfortunately, I'm going to have to go to the hospital just to get my prescription, which I've been out the last several days.
The Navy veteran who served in Desert Storm in the early 90s says slow or no mail delivery is an ongoing issue.
I got notices saying that the medicine had arrived about 12 days ago, and I came in and inquired about it. They gave me a form to fill out. So this is by far the worst, and it's not getting any better. And we as Chicago doesn't deserve this.
What is that? The service is terrible.
Paula Driver is also frustrated. She was with her husband and trying to chase down a delivery.
It's the third time Camping gets packages. It came yesterday, Jordan, they said they didn't have it. Which we knew they had it because the lady came and delivered. She told me it was too heavy, so she's going to leave it at the post office. But I guess they was too lazy to go back there and look for it. People standing in line all the way around here.
Driver and Ray Chase, the Navy vet who couldn't get his medication, they are just two of a massive group of Chicagoans who have been complaining for months about the Postal Service. The problems are particularly bad at the Henry McGee office at 46 and Cottage Grove. A report by the U.S. Postal Service Inspector General showed it received some 5,300 inquiries and complaints last year. Other locations on the South Side racked up several thousand additional inquiries and complaints as well. Congressman Bobby Rush has been trying to address the issue. Last week, he held a press conference.
Good morning.
Rush says he invited Chicago Postmaster Wanda Prater and others to participate in meetings and discussions, including a virtual forum recently.
And they failed to show. I can only conclude and demand that Postmaster Prater resign immediately or that she be terminated immediately.
Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is also showing concern. He sent a letter today to Chicago's Postal Service asking for, quote, urgent corrective action. Chicago Postmaster Prater refused to talk to us for this story, refused to answer questions about why Ray Chase doesn't have his prescription medications. In a written statement, her office apologized for the disruption in service at the McGee station. It said staff shortages brought on by the pandemic and recent snowstorms have delayed delivery. But it's a nationwide issue. Just this week, the U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy testified in a sometimes testy session with congressional leaders, many who want him out.
How much longer are you planning to stay?
A long time. Get used to me.
As long as the board approves your staying?
I'm here until I can see it tangibly produce the results we intended to.
DeJoy, who was appointed by former President Donald Trump, didn't really say how he's going to fix the delays, but that it's unacceptable, and he apologized to customers. Back on the South Side, Chicagoan Lance Matthews says the Henry McGee Post Office needs one thing, more workers.
I always tell them when the line is big, look, let's get these lines to moving. But I mean, when they don't got nobody to move the lines, what the people getting aggravated, get some help. And then it'll be, that's that. That'll eliminate the situation that's going on.
Matthew says he understands how people can get frustrated, but he doesn't take his frustrations out on the employees. In his view, they're not the ones responsible for the delays. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.